These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear,
then they told me to come out, whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up! Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall!
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for tuning in. Hour number two. Again, if you missed any part of hour number one, CGRwellness.com. Get over to CGRwellness.com. These are products that I started taking a year ago, but naturopathic health for 13 years before I ever had the accident. Okay, I was given 3 to 6 months to live. Those of you who know my story know that. And that 13 years of keeping my body on the naturopathics, giving my body the minerals and the nutrients necessary my physical body survived something that I shouldn't have survived. I know it was God's hand. But God is the one that gives us the fruits and the vegetables and all of the things for life and godliness right here on earth. They come from Him. And all I'm suggesting is that there is a natural way. That's why I have people like Dr. Judy Mikovits on my program. There is a natural way for us to be healthy, but we've got to feed our bodies with the good stuff. All right. I am really excited to welcome my next guest to the program. As a matter of fact, when I kick off my series, Who Survives That? I think the first show we're going to do of that series is going to be with this gentleman right here. I am so excited to welcome. He's got a new book out, and I'm going to be gleaning so much from him. He has no idea, because I know that I'm supposed to write a book about my story, and he's going to help me figure out how to do that the right way. I am so excited to welcome Mike Kinney to the program, Out of the Fire. This is an amazing story, and we're going to talk about it right now. Mike, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Man, I'm tickled. I you know, when I first got this, I'm like, well, I got a story like that. I got a story. And then, but I'm like, you know, these are the kinds of stories, man. And I love what you say on the back. What burning truck is changing the trajectory of your life? And I think about Paul, right? And the road to Damascus, you know, Paul's response was, Lord, what would you have me do? Moses has a burning bush, but his response is, well, who are you going to send besides me? I don't want to go. And we have that choice, right? I mean, we can make that choice. When the burning bush thing happens, we can either be Paul and say, okay, Lord, whatever you would have me do, just let's do it. I'm on board. I'm all in. Or we can be Moses and we can say, well, I'm in, but I'm in on my terms and I'm in on my conditions. And we know where that ended up, right?
Right. Yeah, we do. That's a man alive. I thank you so much for having me and just hearing just a little bit about your story. Excited to have this conversation. You know, it's a matter of perspective. It really is how you approach life and how you approach the things that you're dealt, the circumstances that you're in, the perspective you have is everything.
Now where were you in your faith walk before this accident happened? What was going on between you and God and a faith walk before your accident?
Well, I would say it was a growing faith, but it was a baby faith. You know, I grew up as a Christian in a Christian home. Dad was an elder at the church. Mom was involved in all the ministries. And so, you know, we were at church three or four times a week, and it's easy to believe God and about God when you're told everything that you need to be told, right?
Sure.
But it's when you go through these experiences, you know, that are bound to happen to all of us. Sometimes it's not as extreme as your accident or my accident, but we're all going to go through the burning trucks in our lives. And so my faith was kind of in infancy. Now I say that I was the lead worshiper for our youth group of a few hundred people. I, you know, prepared all the services and, you know, and prayed with these kids, fellow students, and I led that youth group worship team for an entire year prior to the accident. So I was drawing close to the Lord. I will say that. I was trying to figure out who is this Jesus? Where do I fit into the story that he's telling? What's my purpose and plan for my life? And I did feel like I had really big shoes to fill because I felt like my dad was this really respected guy, and he is, and he was, you know, but I had kind of put him on a pedestal. And so, that was, you know, probably not the best thing to do. After the accident is when my faith journey really began.
It's interesting when you say that, because it's all, you know, God was kind of preparing you to deal with what was coming even though you may not have had any, you know, at the time it was like, I don't know, I don't see a fiery truck in my future, but God was still in the process of getting you ready for, you know, to at least have the tools. And then you had a fork in the road. You had to make a choice. You get mad at God and say, okay, well, you know what? Screw you. I'm not going to deal with you because look what happened to me. Or you could say, hey, how about this? Look at the things that God has done to get me through this situation.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, the songs that I was singing before the accident were songs like, The Air I Breathe. And it was Michael W. Smith's Air I Breathe. And it says, I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. Well, when you go through something like the accident, those words become a little bit more real, or God of wonders, you know, beyond our galaxy. I mean, you start looking for God when you're in the middle of the haze and in the middle of the smoke and you're trying to figure out what's going on. That's when you really start looking for him. And what happens when you look for Jesus is you find him.
Amen. Amen. No doubt. No doubt. So talk to me about some of the things that you had to go through as you made the recovery process on the other side of this. Let's start with this. Tell us about the accident. Tell us what happened.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, when you live with it for so long, you forget. Yeah, nobody else really knows what happened. So I was driving, my friend was driving in front of me in his little red Supra. He saw me swerve off the road.
Okay.
I've plowed through a hollow tree, into a telephone pole. Now I had mowed lawns with this friend of mine, Matt Blickendorf. And so we had gas cans in the back of my truck and lawnmowers and everything flew out of the truck. There's a tree bark all over the road. It's like 11:30 at night. So nobody's around. We're on a dark country road. And, again, he was driving in front of me. And so I swerve off, hit the telephone.
What caused you to swerve, Mike?
So I always like to tell people, on the same day, 2 years later, I had another car accident going 55 miles an hour again in the middle of the afternoon. And so at that point, I said, I need to get tested and found out I have narcolepsy. So that's what caused the first accident.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. So go ahead. So you lose consciousness and the next thing you know, you got a telephone pole and it's not where you're not where you're supposed to be and it's not where it's supposed to be.
That's right. That's right. I missed a concrete pole by inches.
Wow.
And, I hit the telephone pole hard enough that it crushed my 1987 Ford Ranger hood, which, you know, really long hoods on those 1987 Ford Rangers.
Sure.
Crushed it all the way back to my, where the dashboard collapsed on top of my legs. I was trapped. I had a severe brain injury. I had shattered the left side of my face and my eye, you know, I popped out of socket and, my car's on fire. It's a cloth interior, so this fire is spreading really quickly. And by the time my friend Matt gets to the truck, you know, this thing's ablaze. And he didn't even think to try to open the driver's side door because it was so mangled. Went to the passenger side door. It was locked. So he's trying to punch through the window. He's trying to kick through the window, but the dew had set. So he gets back over to my side of the truck. The door, like, falls open.
Wow.
And to this day, everybody can't believe that it was even, you know, able to open the way it did.
Right.
Anyhow, he pulls on me. I'm not moving an inch, realizes my seatbelt's on. So he reaches in, he burns himself just getting my seatbelt off. And then he pulls on me again and it's like he hadn't taken the seatbelt off. I didn't move an inch. So it was probably 5 minutes or so before another passerby came down this dark country road. And Matt leaves me hanging from the truck. I'm in pretty bad shape and runs to the road to flag this guy down. And the car just slows down at first and then he speeds around him. Like, I'm not stopping, you know, and Matt's like, you gotta be kidding me, you know? So he's calling out to the Lord. He's like, Jesus, I need you. I can't do this alone. And, you know, I think there was a moment in there, Matt tells me, where he thought he was going to have to, you know, stand back and watch his friend burn to death in this truck. There was nothing he could do. So, you know, this was kind of Matt's moment of faith, you know, where he's still believing that there's a way that God can do something. He's praying that that's the case, you know, he's asking him to step in. And so, this guy comes running through the woods because what he's done is he's driven up, you know, a little bit past all the debris, and he runs through these trees. And he says, get away from the truck. It's going to blow up. And you can see, I actually have video footage of the accident when the fire department got there. You can see these flames are 15 feet tall.
Holy smokes.
And so you can, it's kind of crazy. You can hear the back and forth with the police officer and Matt, and you can even hear this guy that I call a stranger in the book. You can hear them all yelling back and forth to each other. And anyhow, this guy finally, after a minute or so of arguing with Matt, you know, cause Matt's like, I'm not leaving him. He's my brother. You got to come help me. And, they went back and forth like that, like I said, for a minute. Finally comes over. They pull me out, you know, on the count of three.
All right. Hold that thought. Okay. So you were hanging. Now here comes the stranger, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the rest of the story right after this brief break.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. The book is out of the fire, out of the fire. And how an angel and a stranger intervened to save Mike Kinney's life. And we're right at the point in the story where his very close friend Matt and this stranger are about to pull him out of the truck. So go ahead, Mike, tell us. So the stranger, there's the conversation, the stranger, the policeman, Matt, everybody's kind of yelling. And what happens next?
Yeah. So this moment, of course, is pretty intense. And I should just back up a little bit and say that, you know, right before the stranger got there, Matt was pulling on me. You know, the smoke was black and so thick. Matt couldn't get the smoke out of his lungs for days. And apparently I didn't inhale any smoke, which meant that I wasn't breathing for most of this time. And which turned out to be a gift, right? And so he sees a clearing. Everything's on fire, except there's this one little clearing in the passenger seat. And he knows, you know, he just has the palpable sense that there's an angel that's just sitting in that chair, and that's it. It felt like this angel was saying, like, when are you going to ask me for help, or, you know, you need my help here, you know? And so he's having this moment, but it's just this awareness that he knows that God is here. God is present, and he was with Matt. And so then the stranger pulls up. He argues with Matt, comes, you know, over to the truck finally to help Matt pull me out, and on the count of three, they pull, and I fall out of the truck. Now, Matt doesn't remember doing this part of the story, but the stranger who I met several months after the accident did remember this. Matt pulled off his shirt and beat the fire off my body. He beat the fire off of my legs, and then he puts this shirt that's covered in my blood and ash, he puts it back on. And, he is, you know, the stranger is running circles around the truck, hooting and hollering. Like, we did it, probably some expletives in there. And, and then he leaves, and I never see him again until a Red Cross, Hall of Fame awards banquet that they were honored at, several months down the road. So, and I should say that when the stranger saw me at that event for the first time, he went pale in the face and he said, there's no way you're alive. You know, I saw you, your chest was caved in, your head was bashed in, your legs were severed, you know, you were dead, you know. And so that was kind of a crazy moment. But back to the scene of the accident, the stranger leaves and it's just Matt and me alone in this field. And Matt is kneeling down beside me. No one has arrived. He's got one hand on my chest and the other hand raised to the sky, and he's calling on Jesus's name. And he's saying, God, help us. Like, I can't do this alone, you know? And so out of the corner of his eye, Matt sees a figure that's walking towards him. And he talks about this figure, and it's incredible to hear Matt tell the story. You can actually listen to it. If you go to my website, you can go and you can hear Matt share the testimony, of the full testimony from his perspective. But, Mike Kinney,
what's the website? What's the website?
Yeah, MikeKinneyStory.com.
Okay.
And so anyhow, Matt is talking about this moment that figure is approaching him, and he knew that it was Jesus. And this figure had like a button-down shirt, black doctor's bag, was walking very slowly because he's in control of the situation. And he said this, that Jesus walks up to him. He kneels across from Matt, and he said, and the way Matt explains it, I should say, is he says, you know, it's like if you're standing in front of someone you love, and then you turn out the lights, it's like they're still real. It's like they're so real you could reach out and touch them, you know, and that's the way this moment was. And he said it was like in that moment that Jesus looked at him and said, Matt, it's going to be okay. Mike's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And in that moment, Matt's convinced to this day that Jesus was healing me in the field in that very moment.
Wow. Praise God. Praise God. That is incredible, man. That is just so absolutely incredible. Out of the Fire. Out of the Fire is the name of the book. MikeKennyStory.com. You can hear the rest of the story, and you can hear the full story. And not just, obviously, the accident is significant and what happened there is significant, but the life that you have lived on the other side of this accident, things didn't end at that moment. And that's the important part of the story that I think people need to understand is it's, yes, you're going to have these Damascus Road experiences, these burning fire, burning bush experiences. But what are you going to do to live the rest of your life, not just in that moment, but from that moment moving forward, out of the fire? Mike, we've run out of time, but I thank you so much for being with me, and I hope you'll come back, because I'd like to talk more with you about this, because we are called to bring the kingdom of heaven. We are called to bring Jesus Christ. And the only thing that's going to change our country, the only thing that's going to change our nation, is Christ Jesus and coming back to those principles. And that's really what we do here at Chosen Generation Radio. Mike Kenny, thank you so much for being with me. We'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code, and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And there he is, the man of the hour, my dear friend, Pastor Carl Mitchell is joining us live. And we want to talk to you about the Cure America. There it is, Cure America. It is going to be, there's one in Ohio. I had the one from North Carolina, but there is one in Ohio, that is coming up. Here we go. Let me see. There it is. There is the Ohio one. Saturday, October 29th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tracy Winbush, Pastor Carl, Sean Mahone, Mark Little, Dr. Karen Stevenson and Attorney Josh Williams are scheduled to be the speakers there. And Pastor, welcome. It's so good to have you on the program with me. Thank you for being here.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Greg. Good to be here and get everything correct and up and running.
You know what? Don't know what happened. I was thinking that I had already done this, and then all of a sudden I looked down and I had just gotten off with my last guest, who has an incredible story, by the way. So I'm looking for, you know, that pop-up that comes up that, you know, gives kind of the warning, you know, here we go and starting in 2 minutes, and I'm like, where's the warning at? So I go into my Zoom and I'm, okay, oh no, I didn't, and then, yeah, so anyway, I quickly put it together, here we are, without further ado. So, Cure America, talk to me about the Cure America project and the genesis of that, and Pastor Mark Little.
Well, we thank God for Pastor Mark Little. He's a pastor. He's also an attorney with offices in Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. He's in the middle of the drama.
Of both beasts. My goodness. Yeah. Yes.
On the left coast, he's truly a warrior in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's a reflection of what we really should be as Christians. We should be warriors for the gospel. There's no place for passivity. In the body of Christ. It really isn't. And I'm not castigating anybody or cutting anybody down. However, with all the evil that we see in the world today, it's truly a time for the blood-washed believer to stand up for our faith. And that's exactly what we are doing with Cure America Action. I like the last portion because we know that faith without works is dead. We need to have action to go along with the faith that we proclaim, and we're looking to do that specifically in our urban communities and across the United States. I know that Pastor Little likens it to the genesis of even the Blexit movement that we experienced so many years ago. It doesn't seem like it's been that long ago, or even Charlie Kirk's organization. Now we're looking to do something similar to that, but to focus on black genocide, to focus on abortion in African American communities, fatherlessness, and all of the woes that we're experiencing from the root, from the cause of them, and for the things that should not be there, even to cast those things into the fire. I mean, we need to let go of being attached so to government that we trust whatever they say. I was talking on the prayer program this morning about an article I just read this morning about the mayor in Akron, who's a leftist, absolutely is, but passing a local amendment or bill to protect children that want to become boys that want to become girls, and girls that want to become boys. And being sure that they can do that regardless of what their parents say or think. They're trying to get rid of conversion therapy, is what they call it. Pretty much telling kids the truth. You're not a girl. You're not a boy. This stuff is happening at government level, and the believers have been complicit with blindly voting people into office that go against our faith. It's a time now for action, for us to stop this foolishness. I'm trying to be nice about it. That again, people that claim to be Christians are voting for. So we want to educate the voters in urban areas, especially those of faith, to know who actually represents their faith, regardless of party. I mean, we all know, I hate to say it, one party is more favorable to our faith than the other. But no matter what their political affiliation, if they're not representative of your faith, they should not have your vote.
100%. Well, you know, this is one of our issues when it comes to dealing with, you know, the rhino population. You know, I mean, they are not standing up for our faith. And, you know, so often, and I know with our mission at TECN TV, you know, the Exceptional Conservative Network, where we focus a lot on the urban part of our culture. And I've worked very closely with the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, Reverend Clenard Childress, blackgenocide.org, you know, Ward Connerly, who's on with me on a regular basis. But, you know, our emphasis is look, the values that are in the black churches should be reflected in their political choices.
Yeah.
And you gotta look at it and say, this is a disconnect. When the black church embraces the Gosnell philosophy.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Goodness. Of exterminating black babies. I mean, the number one most dangerous place for a black American is in the womb of their mother right now. Right. And that shouldn't be the case, Pastor Carl.
I agree. Things of that nature, and that's probably the number one issue. You know, they say you shouldn't be a one issue voter. I would truly disagree with that. When it comes to life and death, yeah, we want our children to be born. The black population in America has experienced depopulation within the last 20 to 50 years because of abortion. We are actually fewer in number than we should be. 20 plus million people are not living for the convenience of sexual proclivity and sexual convenience. It's not because of rape. That's a misnomer. Less than 1% by fact. Less than 1% of the people that look to get abortions actually are getting those abortions based on the fact that they've been raped. It's convenience.
Yeah.
Convenience. You want to keep the sin that you're in, and you don't want to be belabored with the results or the consequences of your sin. You want to throw it away. But that throwing away is a person.
It's the idea that for some reason the choice is what you do with the, after you've already made the choice. You've already chosen, okay? This is the man and the woman. You have already chosen to have sex. Now maybe you missed this in your biology course, okay? But when you have sex, the outcome of that, potential outcome of that, and the goal of it, its whole goal of it, is procreation. So when you're so surprised, I'm so shocked that there's a baby. Well, folks, let me explain how this works, okay? This is the birds and the bees, okay? Look, sex and intercourse is the very, its very purpose is procreation, period. You can get enjoyment from it. You can have all of those wonderful things, the bonding and the relationship and the oneness and all of those things that are symbiotic a part of it in addition to that. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is it's about procreation. And one should not be surprised when the net result is a baby. And the choice is, you've already made the choice. But we've got to go back to this whole issue of, you know, the man's responsibility. Young men, you're not animals. Okay? You are a valued living being, and you carry within you a seed, and you are responsible for what you do with your seed. You are responsible for what you do with your seed. And you should not be depositing your seed all over the neighborhood and running around and putting marks on your belt and acting as though, oh, look at me, you know, like some kind of trophy. That is just absolutely wrong.
It's
just wrong. It's immoral. 30 seconds before we go to break to tease us into our next segment.
Well, I agree with all of that, and we have to address the base of it. And I like to talk, I don't know how much time we have, about the critical race theory in our schools that they're denying, and the woke culture and racism, true racism. It's not what people think it is when we get back.
Okay, sounds good. Well, and part of that racism actually is tied into this idea of black men spreading their seed all over their neighborhood.
President stated a day ago.
Yep, folks, it's a racist I'll think of the word when we come back. Back after this.
My passion is
construct
freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. Oh, hang on. Did we hear that? Hang on one second. I'm not sure that we heard that correctly. So give me just a second, folks, while I... I heard it, but I don't know if you heard it.
Reverend Raphael Warnock thinks it's okay for an abortionist to kill the life inside this potential powerful mother. At this stage and up until natural birth, erasing her family legacy. If this sacrifice makes you uncomfortable, vote for Herschel Walker.
Cure America Action is responsible for the content of its advertising.
On Monday, Georgia Republican...
Okay. That is,
Senate candidate.
Hang on a minute. Let me try to figure out how to get that. There we go. And there we go. And there we go. All right. That is, the kind of, messaging that, Cure America is engaged and involved in bringing. And essentially what you're talking about, Pastor, is you guys are encouraging people again to vote for godly, biblical family values.
Amen. Vote your values, vote your faith, not your emotions, but your faith. It's no use to have your faith if you're not sharing that faith. It's no use to have it if you're not making your choices to the glory of God. And I can't read anywhere in the Bible where murdering a child for the convenience of your sexual lifestyle is to the glory of God. It's the opposite of that. You can't support sexual promiscuity nor sexual confusion and call it to the glory of God. Our cure for America is Jesus Christ and representing him according to his word, not the opinions of men. Opinions get us where we are right now, mm-hmm. with the type of leadership we have right now that's able to make comments about race as though it's okay to say that you think that all black people are poor and over 7 foot tall. He's just a day ago, publicly, to vote for that type of ignorance, it goes against our faith. And really it's arrogant and condescending on the part of those that run and stupidity on the part of those, God bless you, that vote for them. You saw a lot of memes before the election, Pastor Greg, about Trump, but you don't see anything in the positive about our current president because the people that voted for him are embarrassed. They're not posting good things about him. Right. As a matter of fact, they're not saying anything about him at all. It's though they cast their rock and then hid their hand. But now is the day of reckoning where America has an opportunity, the American believer has an opportunity to represent well the faith by voting your faith, voting against the foolishness that we see in this country today.
Well, and that piece, you know, regarding Raphael Warnocke versus Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker has been very outspoken about his beliefs and yes. about the things that he supports. On the other hand, you have an individual in Warnocke that has also been very outspoken about his beliefs, and those beliefs are in absolute you know, an absolute counter and an absolute contradiction. Yeah. Yes. To a biblical worldview, to a biblical belief system. I mean, there's just no question about it. There is no way. Yeah.
The call Warnock, but remember that God never called out, Jesus Christ never called out anybody by their sin other than those, that were Pharisees. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, he called them out. He called them what? They're brood of vipers.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. The man is pressing, anti-God witchcraft. He's manipulating truth. He is in rebellion of the faith, but yet he calls himself a reverend, and he's a reverend of a historical church, down there. So yeah, I have no hesitation in calling him what he is. I have no hesitation in saying that the believer in Christ Jesus has no business voting for that man or anybody else like him that supports the wholesale murder of black children that they say they love and care for. We should not be supporting those things. And I know it sounds harsh, yeah, but nevertheless, we're at a point now where we don't have time to play with these people because they feel empowered, especially
right
now that they say Roe versus Wade has been overturned. The right, the right, extremists, right wing extremists have won, and they're trying to take away your rights. The truth of the matter is you still have the ability, not the right, the ability to kill your baby. You can. It's state by state now, the way it should have been in the first place, but you don't have the right to make me pay for it as a taxpayer.
Well, and you need to truly examine, you know, what this means if you are in fact a person of faith. Mm-hmm. And two messages that come out of this. Well, three really. One is, number one, you know, God has called us to a higher standard, and yes, Jesus Christ said that he overcame sin. So we're offering a solution, Pastor. That's the thing too. We're going to run out of time here, but the thing that people need to understand is there is a solution, and the solution is faith in Jesus Christ and the transformation that brings about, so that you can stop and overcome those lusts, overcome those desires, overcome the emptiness that is being pursued to try. You're trying to fill an emptiness that truly only God himself can fulfill inside of you. You have great value. Christ Jesus proved it on the cross. I'll be back with more after this.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history.
If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.